Hello.
Hi, we are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes this survey.
All right.
Okay. Let's see here. First thing, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which this country is headed?
Very satisfied.
You said very satisfied?
Yes.
Okay. Next one. Okay. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue. Okay. So the first topic would be healthcare, from 0 to 10.
Okay.
Which number would you rate it?
Which topic are you talking about?
Healthcare. How important it is to you?
10.
10. Next up is voting rights.
10.
Okay. Jobs and wages.
10.
Okay. Student loan debt.
5.
5. Okay. Inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Okay. Next one is democracy.
10.
Abortion rights.
10.
Criminal justice reform.
10.
Crime and violence.
10.
Racism and discrimination.
10.
K-12 education.
10.
Reproductive freedom.
10.
Immigration.
10.
And climate change.
20. 10.
Okay, I'll put that as 10. All right, next up. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
10. Okay. What is your race?
Black.
Okay. Let's see. Next question. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered.
Okay. Right. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay. What is your year of birth?
55. 1955, of course.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
High school.
Okay. Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on the issues that matter to you, between a scale of 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Next up, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community, between 0 to 10?
8.
About an 8? Okay. Okay, next up. Please rate your feelings towards some people or organizations and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and the 5 means that you do not particularly feel warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. Okay, so the first one is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
5.
0 to 10.
I've heard of it, so that would be what? You need a from 0 to 10?
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry?
I have heard of him, so what number?
If you haven't heard of him, you can just state that, and I can add it here that you haven't heard of him. Or if you feel somewhat...
Have.
You have?
So I feel somewhat what?
Yeah, so 0 means unfavorable and cold towards him, and 10 means very warm and favorable.
So nothing in between.
Right, 5.
5 is fine. 5 is fine.
Okay. Next one is Kamala Harris.
10.
Okay. Next one is Joe Biden.
10.
Okay, the Democratic Party.
10.
Okay, the Republican Party.
0.
Okay, and next up is Donald Trump.
Absolutely 0.
I know it's a long way off. The November 24 election were held today. If it were held today, for whom would you vote?
Kamala.
Kamala Harris.
Right. Yes.
I know it's still, okay, next question. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held for today, for whom would you vote to be the House of Representatives? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
Okay. Next question. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden?
I voted for Biden. Yeah, okay. Biden Harris.
All right, thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, or just worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
About the same.
Okay, so no change. Thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes? Most of them, it's about half and half, most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
They all vote.
Okay. All right. Okay, next up is another one of these 0 to 10 series. We're halfway through, about 55% of the way through the survey. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that that person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means you are not so sure, and a 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number between 0 to 10. Okay,
okay.
Governor Kemp.
Give him an 8.
Okay. Next one is Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly.
0.
Okay. Next one is Donald Trump.
0.
Next one is Supreme Court.
0.
Okay, next one is white supremacists.
0.
Next one is Republicans in the U.S. Congress.
0.
And the last one is President Biden.
10.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to go soon.
Okay. All right, well, we can finish as much as you can, and then I could save your information. So we could call you back at a later time or day.
Yeah, could you do that? Because I have to go pick up daycare.
Okay, yes, ma'am. What time would be best for you?
You can call back later tonight if you can.
Sometime tonight, in the evening?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anytime after 7, yeah.
Okay. All right, well,
all right.
Thank you so much for that, then. You have
okay,
a great
thank
rest
you.
Of your evening. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. It's always cap. 2 and 3. Damn. Call back. Evening time. Survey 2.